So I was saying, to me, it always looks as though there's another level. And then over and over, it's got to a place where it's, oh, I can't see anything beyond this. But then my past experience says that's happened often. And then there's another level. So wherever you get to, maybe there's another level. And how that was coming up for me the other day, and I did mention it before, was with Stephen Hawking. He was doing a program called Is There a God? And he's saying, no, there is no God because there's no need for God. He's saying the Big Bang theory is that there was a sudden explosion, and everybody says, well, what was before that? And he says, nothing has to be before that. Because, and they've done this, they've made vacuums with nothing in it, and then something appears. So something appears out of nothing. But you see, what I see is, he's assuming he knows what nothing is. And we don't even know what nothing is, you see. Nothing is a concept of the mind that's opposite to a something. So it's nothing is a duality. Unless we go to where we can't go to. So I always look at the possibility, yes, where even if you're looking, if you're as honest as you know how to be, and you've read everybody and looked everywhere, there could be something else. So when you ask me, do I think I've reached the ultimate, or do things still come up for me? When I get to a certain depth, I can't find an answer to anything. On one level, where I can't go, and yet I know I'm there. That's good, isn't it? I can't go there, but I know I'm there. On that level, that I term the unformed, because it doesn't have a name and it can't be named. It's, there is no form in this level. And then we could say, well, it's unformed energy. But no, energy has a concept as well. And it's not having a concept of anything. It's the no-thingness. That's always constant somehow. I don't know that, but that's how it feels. It's constant. And everything comes out of that. And the way it comes out of it seems to be by desire. We desire something or want something, and we draw from that energy and create it. And we don't realize when Jesus says man is made in the image of God, and God is the creator. You see, in a way that's true. We are creating all the time. We're taking from the unformed and creating, and we're creating reality as we know it. On that deeper level that I, can you see, I was going to say I know about, but I don't know it, or sense it, or it's on this, in this state, there is no change, and yet all is change. You see, none of it makes sense, because you can't say what it is, you can only say what it isn't. If you say what it is, it always has its opposite. Now, coming back from there into a more everyday living of life changes all the time, and shifts and movements and hearing things. And, oh, yes, and that you hear something that connects and it shifts everything. Moves everything. And that's what's happening in science now. Science are discovering things, and when they discover that, they discover that all the assumptions they've made up to then are out of date. Everything's changing. Everything's moving. So on one level, all is change. All is movement. And on another level, there seems to be this place that Jesus called the peace that passeth understanding, that Lao Tzu called the Tao. Heraclitus, the hidden harmony, this place. And what I've come to adjust with is, as soon as you know, you've drawn a barrier and you're disconnected, it's about daring to live not knowing. And then we could say in inquiry or inquisitiveness, but it's not that you have to know, it's that you're interested to know. Another level? Something else? So not knowing and being in touch with movement, all the time with movement, letting things go and being one with this movement. Movement. So what I see about movement is, it doesn't matter where anybody is in their consciousness. It absolutely doesn't matter if they're moving. And it doesn't matter where anybody is, how high they are, how aware and awake they are. If they're not moving, they're dead. Life is movement. And movement is not knowing and adjusting and being with what's happening all the time. So somebody can seem to be really, really awake, but if they're not moving, they're not awake. And then will we dare to keep letting go of what we think we know and keep being available and inputting? You hear something, you read something, you watch something in somebody, and you let everything adjust. And that means not holding on to the past in any way. Not trying to adjust the past or fit it in to what you think you know, but being with what's new and then letting know what you know adjust to that. So it keeps coming back to not knowing and movement. And they go together, because if you don't know, you'll keep moving. If you keep moving, you'll never know. And that's what life is. It's movements, it's change, it's shifting. And we've been taught just the opposite. No, safety, security, predictability. Get good grades at school, get a good job, get a good position, get a good pension, get a good partner, get a good family, get a good coffin. Ha 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 ha